how high inflation and high interest rates affect supply chains. New research shows a lack of AI use in logistics and the progress of digitalization throughout transportation. Pull up a chair and join us as the editors of DC Velocity discuss these stories as well as news and supply chain trends on this week's Logistics Matters podcast. I am Dave Maloney. I'm the Group Editorial Director at DC Velocity. Welcome. Logistics Matters is sponsored by Aptian. Aptian is a global provider of mission-critical, industry-specific logistics and transportation management solutions. Aptian Proof of Delivery provides advanced transportation systems to world-leading brands, helping to transform final-mile delivery services, boost operational efficiencies, and drive business growth. Your delivery operation can be a powerful vehicle to deliver game-changing customer service. Visit aptian.com and discover what's next now. As usual, our DC Velocity senior editors, Ben Ames and Victoria Kickham, will be along to provide their insights into the top stories of this week. But to begin today, all businesses have been affected by increasing inflation and the high interest rates that have been set to curb that inflation. It has caused some sectors to suffer worse than others. Transportation has been one of the industry's hardest hit with higher costs. Will those impacts continue during the year, and what can businesses do to lessen that pain? To find out, here is Ben with today's guest. Ben?
Thanks, Dave. Two words that have been on everyone's lips in the business community over the past year are inflation and interest rates. I guess those are terms, not words. As we've all seen, the country saw rising inflation coming out of the pandemic. So the Fed moved to stop that by raising interest rates, making money more expensive. Historically, that can trigger a recession if it's done too aggressively, but so far, fingers crossed, various economic metrics seem to point toward the ideal soft landing result. That's why many predictions for U.S. inflation in 2024 anticipate a decrease. Therefore, we'll also hopefully see slowing interest rates. All that so far is good news, but in the meantime, it does make a lot of turmoil that can make it complicated for companies to keep their logistics operations growing and profitable. Here with us today to talk about what all this means for the logistics sector is our guest today, Sid Priyesh. He is Vice President of Crimson Logic. Welcome, Sid.
Thanks a lot, Ben. Happy to be here.
To begin with, for those of our listeners who may not know exactly what Crimson Logic does, I know you guys are not economists, you're a technology company, but could you give us a quick description of what the company does and what role it plays in the logistics sector?
Crimson Logic was established in 1988 in Singapore and is part of PSA Group, which is one of the world's largest port operators. So you could say that trade and logistics is pretty much in our DNA. And in the past 35 years, keeping technology, trade, and innovation at our core, we've developed products and services in the fields of trade compliance, trade logistics, port operations, as well as the digital government sectors. So our focus is well represented in our tagline, which is simpler trade using smarter tech. So we focus on digitalizing and simplifying global trade using total trade, a term which was coined by us, which refers to products and services that enable simplification of the entire value chain of cross-border trade, end-to-end, from export to import for both businesses and governments.
Gotcha. Thank you. As we were saying in the lead-in there, as we start to see disinflation, which I think means not a drop in general prices, but a slowing in how much they increase, could you share what that might mean for supply chains in the broader economy?
But disinflation essentially means a reduction in the rate of the increase in inflation. Typically, it is the first step which is followed up with a reduction in the inflation rates. And it impacts supply chain and market prices in two distinct stages. So initially, as the rate of inflation slows down, businesses experience reduced pressures from a pricing, and they can look forward to an improvement in profit margins down the road. And this kind of helps them slow down some of the cost-cutting measures, increase efficiency efforts that they put in place when the inflation rate was going up in within the supply chain, like adjusting the production, inventory levels, etc. So once this stabilizes, the next stage involves a challenge in maintaining the profit margins. As the entire market knows that this inflation is happening, then eventually a reduction in inflation rates will start. So they face increased pressure to cut prices and pass on some of the benefits to folks lower down in the supply chain. Like, for example, everybody knows freight costs compared to pandemic times is much lower, and many of the supply chain constraints are no longer there. So there is pressure to pass on some of those benefits. So this is how it impacts supply chain and the broader economy.
But even with disinflation, as we said, product prices are still growing, just more slowly. So how can supply chain improvements continue to provide relief on product prices?
Now, disinflation is generally viewed positively by consumers because, like, as I said before, it tends to point to a future where you can expect to see lower prices for goods and services, right? And manufacturers are facing this dilemma between cost considerations, maintaining robust and resilient operations, profit margins, as well as pressure from the market forces. I mean, many reports indicate that there are pressures from major retailers on the suppliers to cut costs and pass on the benefits. Now, on your point of how supply chain improvements provide a relief, I mean, we have a live use case that you can see here that post-pandemic, there has been a change in consumer behavior where there's a great degree of comfort now in placing direct cross-border placement of orders on various e-commerce platforms. And what that has done is it has strengthened many of these providers who actually heavily leverage technology to make supply chain improvements. They monitor consumer trends almost on a real-time basis, like how much time you actually spend on screen looking at a particular product. And that is directly fed into the product orders in anticipation, determining the delivery routes to use, mechanisms, inventory levels, all of this using technology. And this gives these manufacturers an advantage over their rivals. At the same time, being more efficient in the supply chain, it allows them to pass on some of the benefits to the end consumer, and that's why you see their pricing actually being much more competitive than some of their rivals.
Now, one of the biggest buzzwords right now that everybody's talking about is artificial intelligence, both in consumer and in business. Are there ways that AI and other technologies can provide businesses with the transparency that they need when dealing with disinflation pressures?
Basically, what happens is disinflation leads to cheaper goods on the back of greater demand for goods, right? So once the demand starts going up, you have greater pressures for on your logistics, as well as you can expect if it's cross border, a lot more customs clearances and port clearances, etc. So AI here actually helps businesses to have a higher degree of visibility of the process at each stage, be it real time status updates, track and trace, data analytics, information of the market conditions, prompts and alerts. So basically, it guides them to make the right profit-driven actions and detect and understand the risks a lot better. So if I were to just say it shortly, effective use of AI and machine learning basically allows businesses to have on hand insights that would have been impossible to discern manually because you're dealing with a lot of data right now.
Got it. That's exciting. Now, we've been talking about a lot of sort of high-level stuff, macroeconomic and big trends here, broad themes. And just for our last question here, I wonder, what can individual companies do to position themselves best to reach their goals in this climate?
Now, with inflation and interest rates changing, right, it's important to stay agile and ensure that you efficiently manage large volumes of orders as and when they start coming in and have planned for the customs clearances and all those transactions. So have a solid game plan on how to scale up when the required time comes and consider leveraging technology to see how you could move your goods faster, save on manpower costs, improve predictability of your goods clearances, and ultimately increase the customer satisfaction levels that you have.
Wise advice. Great. Sid, we really appreciate your spending time with us today and sharing what you've learned from the marketplace. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Our guest today has been Sid Priyesh from Crimson Logic. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Sid and Ben. Now let's take a look at some of the other supply chain news from the week. And Victoria, you wrote this week about some new research that appears to show that transportation and logistics firms are making slow progress on their sustainability and supply chain visibility goals. Can you share more about the findings?
Absolutely, Dave. Happy to. So yeah, that's right. Transportation and logistics professionals in the United States and Europe say their companies are coming up short in three areas that get a lot of attention in business circles these days: artificial intelligence, sustainability, and supply chain visibility. And that's all according to a recent study from location data and technology firm Here Technologies, released this week. The study was of more than 900 transportation and logistics professionals in Germany, the United Kingdom, and here in the U.S., and it identified gaps in tech investments and sustainability goals, and also a lack of meaningful progress on those supply chain visibility initiatives out there.
Victoria, what are the details behind the research?
Well, on the tech side, only half of the professionals surveyed said their organizations utilize basic data analytics in their operations, and just 25% said their organizations leverage AI capabilities. The findings underscore what the researchers referred to as, and I'm quoting, the untapped potential of AI, which includes data analytics supported by machine learning and can be used for things like optimizing fleet routing, predictive maintenance, and streamlining processes for strategic decision making. Not surprisingly, most companies said cost is the biggest barrier to implementing technologies that can support those efforts. On the sustainability front, I was really surprised because the study found that most companies are not prioritizing sustainability despite a global emphasis on the topic. A majority of respondents across all three regions said their organizations do not have sustainability goals at all, with 27% saying those goals are, quote, under development, and 33% saying their companies have no such goals with no plans to develop sustainability metrics. On a positive note, the respondents said their companies are making more progress on those supply chain visibility efforts, but that they're still falling short a little bit. Three out of four professionals surveyed said their company is making some progress toward achieving real-time supply chain visibility, but less than one in four said they've made significant progress. I should note that the respondents also said that ocean freight is the transportation mode where they have the least visibility into real-time shipment data, and that trucking is where they have the most visibility.
Well, it is good to see that there are some successes, but it certainly looks like there's still plenty of progress to be made.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Victoria. And Ben, you wrote this week about how digitalization is affecting the transportation sector. Can you share what's going on there?
Yeah, glad to, Dave. This has been, of course, one of the biggest buzzwords of the past couple of years. But in all the waves of new technology we see all the time, it can be hard to keep track of exactly what digitalization means. Are we there yet? Are we digitalized? This week, I saw two stories that gave an idea of sort of a progress report in that question, specifically in the area of transportation. So first, we heard from Uber Freight, essentially they're a digital freight broker, that it had rolled out a pilot version of a new application programming interface, that's an API, for trucking. This is an idea that Uber Freight had first unveiled back in 2022, alongside some big names like J.B. Hunt and Convoy. Of course, Convoy has gone now. It went under. So it gives one idea of how tough this process is. But there are a half dozen other big firms involved in this effort, and now they're trialing this shared API. The idea is that an API, of course, lets different computer platforms communicate directly with each other without a human in the loop, and that speeds up the process of scheduling appointments to move loads. And this new API will be available publicly in the second half of the year.
So, Ben, what's the result? Does digitalizing that process actually make things faster?
Great question. There's no firm answer yet, since this is a pilot program and it only just launched. But I also heard this week from C.H. Robinson, another freight broker, which says that they've actually been running their own appointment scheduling technology for a while now. In fact, they say they have 2,500 customers using it to make what they call touchless appointments, which replaces the process of using phone calls and emails to schedule an appointment at the place that a load needs to be picked up, and then scheduling another appointment where the load needs to be delivered. And apparently, their method shaves an average of about 7.5 hours off the time required to do all that. So that seems encouraging. But you know, there's a wrinkle in this too, from my point of view, because you know, now we're talking about two different technology standards, the Uber Freight one and the C.H. Robinson one. And those groups have no intention of getting together and merging into a universal standard. That's, you know, that's because it's hard to develop this technology. And once a broker is using it to communicate faster with their own customers, they don't have a business motivation to open up and share that with other brokers. So does digitalization work? The answer seems to be yes, but will it unite all the shippers and carriers and brokers under a single umbrella technology that works for everyone? The answer to that one seems to be no.
Right. And collaborating like that does make them less competitive and more vulnerable. So those are certainly hurdles that might not be jumped very easily.
It's true. It's fun to watch this unfold at the nexus of business and technology.
Thanks, Ben.
Glad to.
We encourage listeners to go to dcvelocity.com for more on these and other supply chain stories. Also, check out the podcast notes section for some direct links to read more about the topics that we discussed today. And we'd like to thank Sid Priyesh of Crimson Logic for being our guest. We welcome your comments on this topic and our other stories. You can email us at podcast@agilebme.com. We also encourage you to subscribe to Logistics Matters at your favorite podcast platform. Our new episodes are uploaded each Friday. And a reminder that Logistics Matters is sponsored by Aptian. Forged from decades of industry experience, Aptian Proof of Delivery supports global delivery fulfillment operations with the tools they need to increase efficiencies, gain real-time visibility, automate communications, and enhance the delivery experience for customers. Your delivery operation can be a powerful vehicle to deliver game-changing customer service, reduce costs, and drive growth. Aptian Proof of Delivery can help. Visit aptian.com and discover how now. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Logistics Matters. Be sure to join us. Until then, have a great week.